What we used to do in another project, many here were in on that project, is we would get into a semi-hypnotic state. We'd go and do some very cool things in this, what we called at that time, our solar bark. And a solar bark is a that one of which, for instance, was found right next to the Great Pyramid, and it was a big one. It was a boat that the Egyptians used to get up and down the Nile and probably a little bit around the Mediterranean. Wouldn't be serviceable for overseas voyages and all that, but it always seemed to fit, so we used it. And so what we'll do is begin with some relaxation. And to do that, just begin breathing slowly, just normally, actually, through your nose. And pay attention to that coolness at the back of the throat where the air turns to go down the windpipe. And now we'll put right in front of your face a relaxing sphere of energy that you can breathe from. And in breathing from it, you can, for a moment, visualize some of that relaxing energy turning up at that juncture of the windpipe and entering your skull. Now, that energy is going to have a mildly, like a sedative effect, if you will, on the pineal gland. It isn't going to put it to sleep. It's just going to cause more relaxation while it opens it up. And there will be a pulse that will begin. And that pulse is going to be attuned to a, let's call it a main pulse of the sun. Of course, the sun has many pulses, but this one's a main pulse. Just allow yourself to sink into that and feel it. And meanwhile, let's begin. And you can also put that energy breathing part of it on autopilot and just say, put that on autopilot and it will work. Now let's just begin with the relaxation and start with your forehead. Relax it completely. And now relax your eyes. And recheck them to make sure they are just as relaxed as they can be. And now your jaw, and as you relax your jaw, notice whether or not your whole face is relaxed. If it isn't, just relax it. Let it go limp. And now relax your throat. And your chest. And you can pay attention to the relaxation of your chest as you deflate while you breathe, so that as you are coming to completely deflating your lungs, your chest should be very relaxed, maybe even tingly. And with everything relaxed from the solar plex on up, the lower body should be easy to relax if you simply put your attention on it and let it relax, let it go limp. Now, with your eyes still closed, just allow yourself to sink deeper into the feeling that is a space created by our joining together and doing this. And sink deeper into it. Now you're on a floaty cushion that actually happens to be in an elevator. The elevator has no walls, no ceiling, and is just going down. Every level being passed has some sort of an experience. All one would have to do is stop and literally go about experiencing whatever that level has. But we'll just keep going down and down. Deeper still, deeper within. Deeper into this total relaxation. And it is here where you would want to feel yourself feeling that there is no difference between the air outside your body and the body, your body itself. There's no separation. Now it seems like the elevator is slowing down a little bit. And coming to a stop. As you look around, you'll at least recognize that we're all there. And moored beside a quite ornate marble dock is our solar bark. It's made of a golden covered wood. And has a linen sail. Now let's just climb aboard that solar bark. And we'll start our short voyage towards the sun. While we traverse this open area of space, we can talk a little bit about how space is by no means empty. Gravity itself is the curvature of space, and that means space is something. And it is energy. Matter is composed of atoms. And atoms are 99.999999% space. If you were to enlarge an atom to the size of a baseball, the orbiting cloud of electrons would be beyond the top row of seats in a stadium. Those electrons are what form matter. Density is relative. There are stars where a chunk of it, the size of a marble, weighs as much as the Earth. There are particles so small they would pass through lead and not even know it was there. And here we are coming upon the sun because it's getting warmer. The first thing we have to do is acknowledge that there is a civilization that lives inside the sun. Obviously on another plane. I'm sure many of you feel they're aware of our presence. As we draw closer, I think we'll stop the bark for a moment, because as some of you might be aware, our psychic energies have to be modified to be allowed to be closer. This could take a minute. Just stay empty, quiet of mind, and let this adjustment happen. We're almost there. And we are there. Now we can go ahead and leisurely float. Closer and closer to the sun. And now the sun's face dominates our entire view. There are messages to be divined, codes to be collected. We're in the perfect state to do just that as a group. So let's relax into this for a minute, a few minutes, and get into a deeper mind state for the rest of this voyage. going to unmute Dorothy and ask a question. Were you guys able to hear me as we got closer to the surface of the sun?
I was.
Okay, good. Thanks. If there is open and clear communication with these beings, let it be so. And be prepared to make notes of what came through with that communication. And we'll give this a few minutes. Now I know how much most or all of us would like to stay right here, but we can continue the communion as we set a course for the dock from which we embarked. So we're turning and starting across that interplanetary space. The communion can continue. And here we are arriving at our marble dock. Moving towards your own private elevator, getting on that cushion, and starting upwards. Up and up, and up and up, closer to the surface. Like you're about to breach the surface of the water. And while we still occupy a non-third density space, we're back to mostly conscious. I'll unmute everybody now and we can talk about it.
Well, that was a fantastic ride.
Did you like that?
Fantastic voyage.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
Just curious, but what did you when you got there and you're inside the sun, what did it look like to you guys? I'm sure everybody had a different interpretation or experience, but because we're all, you know, wired differently to receive that, but I just wondered what, you know, what it looked like.